Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, 61 degrees.
Expecting a high near 62 under mostly sunny skies.
Well, Mary Burke will challenge Scott Walker for the governorship in 2014. The former Trek Bicycle executive officially announced her candidacy this morning for Wisconsin governor as a Democrat with a YouTube video emphasizing her business background and her Wisconsin roots.
I know there's a lot more to do to get Wisconsin going again. But I also know the great possibilities of this state and how far we can go when we work together. That's why I'm running for governor, and I hope you'll join me.
The current Madison School Board member and former Secretary of the Department of Commerce under Governor Jim Doyle says we've got to make some real changes.
State Senator Joe Lipom of Sheboygan weighed in today on Burke's announcement. Lipom on Sheboygan's Morning News said her entrance in the race should set up a good debate. Lipom said Burke was Commerce Secretary in the Doyle administration and at the time in charge of job creation efforts.
When Mrs. Burke was Secretary of the Department of Commerce, she was part of an administration that actually saw the state lose about 150,000 jobs, and they increased taxes on the people of the state by almost $5 billion. So it's going to set up an interesting contrast.
One other development on the candidate front today. Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says he'll not run for re-election next fall. 47-year-old Republican announced the decision in a statement this morning. Van Hollen didn't say what his future plans are once his second four-year term expires at the end of next year. Van Hollen was a federal prosecutor when he ran for attorney general and won in 06. He campaigned on giving local police more resources to fight crime and putting public safety first. Van Hollen said the Justice Department eliminated a backlog of DNA testing at the state crime lab during his tenure. He also said he was proud of establishing new ways to fight crimes against children.
Sheboygan residents get a chance to comment on the proposed 2014 city budget tonight. The city council will hold a public hearing shortly after convening at 7 o'clock in City Hall. As proposed, the budget calls for a dime increase in the city portion of the tax rate next year. That means an additional $15 on a home valued at $150,000. That does not include the school, county, or state tax. 57% of next year's budget will go for police and fire, while public works will account for about 37%. Total spending is up by about 1%. The budget will come back to the council for final passage in 2 weeks.
Well, Rusty, the FBI now helping local authorities investigate the release of 2,000 mink from a fur farm near New Holstein. Calumet County Sheriff's deputies were called late Saturday afternoon to Bonlander Furs after mink were spotted on a roadway. Co-owner Virginia Bonlander said that about 1,500 of the loose mink were captured almost right away. About 100 friends and relatives and other mink farmers helped retrieve the mink by hand and with traps. Bonlander says the people who released the mink probably have an agenda.
Stocks lower on Wall Street today as the partial government shutdown begins its second week. Nicole Petaliti of the Fox Business Network, who's on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, says all sectors of the market are down.
We're seeing selling from everything from banks to retailers to energy to any, for the most part, just about every single group is to the downside today.
Investors might be responding to the partial government shutdown, where there's still no resolution in sight to the impasse on Capitol Hill.
And in the meantime, the Wisconsin National Guard getting back most of its 840 civilian technicians who were furloughed last Tuesday due to the shutdown. They're due back today, except for those in nine broad work categories. We're going to have to wait until the shutdown ends. In a statement, the Guard said the Pentagon ordered most of its civilian personnel back after reviewing the Pay Our Military Act that Congress passed a day before last week's shutdown.
Well, it was a wild Wisconsin's second wolf hunt begins a week from tomorrow. About 2,500 permits were issued as of Friday. The state DNR said just over 1,000 hunters bought their licenses. Wolf hunting continues to be controversial. Animal rights activists condemn the idea of a wolf hunt in Wisconsin and elsewhere, and they'll file a suit to return the animal to the federal endangered species list. That lawsuit remains pending. Hunters will have from October 15th to February 28th to kill 251 wolves, more than twice the 2012 quota.
Well, from snow to rain and tornadoes. Tough weather over the weekend. As you hear from Jennifer Kuiper, she says it was a wild weekend in the country's midsection. They had tornadoes, they had snow, deep snow in some areas. And we, as a matter of fact, Rusty, had, what, a tornado touchdown?
There was indeed. The National Weather Service confirmed that a tornado touched down in parts of Marquette County during the weekend. By all indications, the twister was relatively weak. The Weather Service said it was too sporadic to show up on its radar. Dozens of homeowners in the area telling a Madison TV station that they were just caught off guard. Multiple reports of funnel clouds in the Endeavor and Packwaukee areas early Saturday evening. The storm caused a three-mile path of damage. Most of it, though, numerous trees, some farm buildings damaged, an empty house was damaged as well. Also, a tree falling on a car. Good thing nobody was hurt.
Yeah. One final note, a Marine Corporal from Milwaukee has died in Afghanistan. His family said 19-year-old Lance Corporal Jeremiah Collins Jr. died Saturday at Camp Leatherneck in the province of Helmand. He served as an intelligence specialist. Death still being investigated at this time. How about that forecast, Rusty? What are we looking at?
Well, no threat of any bad weather for pretty much the rest of the work week. But for today, mostly sunny skies, highs in the low 60s.
All right, we are currently at 61 degrees now as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time now at 12:06. And again, the temperature right now is at 61 degrees.